I'm Robin Hilton with NPR's All Songs Considered. Are you looking for the best new movie to watch this weekend? Or are you still digesting the last episode of your favorite TV show? NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour is great conversation about the very best things to watch, read, and listen to each week. Find something new to make you happy. Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. Find it now at npr.org/podcasts.
So last night, Stephen Merritt, played a show at the 6th and I Synagogue.
Yeah.
He did 26 songs. Each one was started with a letter of the alphabet, and he ran from A to Z, and he had a song for every letter of the alphabet.
That's brilliant.
It really was. Only he could do this. I mean, he had Xylophone and Zombies was his encore. There was a song about zombies.
I think he's one of our greatest living songwriters, American songwriters. I really do. Yes. I think the whole 69 Love Songs project.
Which is what, 16 years old now?
Yeah. Yeah. We asked him, like, how long did that take? I mean, 69 Love Songs, and they're all great. Yeah, he said, it took me about a year, just kind of picking away at it.
Yeah, 69 songs in 1 year. So, you know, I mean, what does that average out to? 70 divided by 365. So it's one every 5 days. What's the big deal?
Yeah, how hard can it be? Right. Yeah, I really admire people who have that kind of discipline to sit down. I've tried it in the past where I blocked out like maybe an hour early in the morning and had some luck with it. But
I've been working on a book project and every Saturday day and Sunday day, that's what I've been doing. And it's been fun. In fact, one of the people I talked to about this, and I won't say much about the book right now, but it's was Justin Vernon. I talked to him about a piece of music that changed him, right?
Changed his life in some way.
And it turned out not to be one of his own pieces of music. It turned out to be, and it wasn't something he heard as a kid. It was a group called The Staves.
I know this band, yeah.
Yeah, the three sisters. They're from Watford, England originally, Emily, Jessica, and Camilla. And they made this record at Justin Vernon's studio. You know, he has a studio called April Bay Studios in Eau Claire. And as he's working on this song that I'm about to play for you, they were sort of stuck how to make the song work. He didn't like the guitar part in it. Nothing was quite working. They decided to just take a loop of one of the singer's voices and use it as a drone. And they were all listening to it and kind of singing around. And they all walked into the studio and just started singing on top of it. And before you knew it, they had something that was magic. And I think that's part of the creative process, is being open to not doing it the way you thought you were going to do it, right?
Check your expectations at the door and just see and just see what happens. Let's try this.
And let's listen to this then. Let's listen to the song by The Staves. It's called No Me, No You, No More.
Oh.
And that guitar you hear goes into the very next song of the Staves record. The album's called If I Was, and that song was No Me, No You, No More.
Got the voices that could have easily been completely a cappella, but sometimes you just need some little thing that stitches it all together, gives it a little road to follow, and that's what that drone is. It sits just perfectly in that mix, too.
Great.
Very nicely done. Let's listen to Pale Honey. Do you know Pale Honey?
Nope.
Pale Honey, this is a duo, two women.
There's a lot of honey groups lately, right?
Yeah, this one comes from Sweden, where so much great music comes out of there. This is two women from Sweden, Tuva Lodmark, she plays guitar, and Nelly Daltrey is the drummer. And these two women, they've been friends since they were kids. They, even in elementary school, were playing music together and making up songs together. The music they make now is very spare. They turn it up every now and then with some great distortion, but usually it's just simple little synth lines, strummed guitar here or there. Sometimes it's just a hint of a beat. Two women with great voices like we just heard on the Staves cut. But Pale Honey, they've just released their debut record that's self-titled, and I want to play the opening cut called Over Your Head.
No one believes you now.
I am so taken by their voices. Great mix of sounds. It reminds me of a little bit of like the XX with a slightly elevated pulse to it, you know? I've been trying to make sense of that song. You know, they're saying, no one believes you now, but I love the way you put me in the jailhouse. It's like they're saying, no one's going to believe whatever you did to me, but I like whatever it is that you did, and I don't know what it is. But anyway, the band is Pale Honey. That record is out now. It's their self-titled record, Pale Honey, and that song was Over Your Head.
And they were a Swedish duo.
Yeah, from Sweden. I so desperately want to go there.
I've never been, and I've never been in Norway either, which is where my next band's from. It's 10 hours apart, but in my little brain, they're really close, right? They are neighbors. I mean, well, 10 hours is like what, a drive to Atlanta from DC or something, right? Yeah. I mean, it is close.
Yeah.
In the scheme of things, Pharaoh is my new obsession. Pharaoh. It's the music of Kari Jansson. As I said, Norwegian musician. She's a singer, songwriter, plays almost every instrument that you're about to hear. Programs the drums, though. I don't think she plays them. The song I'm going to play is Hunter. She lived in a very small Nordic mountain valley called Ulnes. I may have that wrong, Ulnes. And this song feels reflective of what I'd imagine that place to be, only sort of interpreted into electronic music of sorts. So here it is. I'll play the song by Pharaoh called Hunter.
When will you learn to do? To cover, haunted as my love.
great ending.
It really was. Everything about that song, every twist and turn is unexpected. The artist is Farao, F-A-R-A-O. Mm-hmm. That's the single I know. And there's an album coming soon, a debut album. I'm not sure exactly when, but I can't wait.
You know, you hear songs that have a lot of repetition in them, and I know the people who make that the music and the people who love that music, it's sort of the sound of addiction, right? You get onto a beat or a tone or a riff or something, and you love it, and you just want to keep hearing it over and over again. But I'm always impressed with the musicians who have the ear and the imagination to bring in something into the mix that's only there for 2 seconds, and then it's gone, and that's the only chance you have to hear it.
Yeah.
And she was doing a lot of that in that song, especially like just we heard at the end, that little, just little detail of the radio static coming in at the end.
And little bridges that happen in that song, too.
Yeah.
That were really cool. Farao.
I'm going to play an artist named Jean. Jean, J-E-E-N. This is singer Jean O'Brien. She has been around for a while making music with a lot of other artists. She and Brendan Canning of Broken Social Scene are in a band together called Cookie Duster. And
wait a minute, what is a cookie duster?
Well, you know, when the cookies are being baked, you sprinkle a little, you know, magic dust, a little powdered sugar or something on. I don't know what a cookie duster is. I have no idea. But she's putting out her own record, her own solo debut record. This summer, Jean O'Brien is under the name Jean. It's called Tourist, and the record kind of goes in a number of different directions. There's some nice, quiet acoustic moments, and then some more gnarled, noisy rock moments. I'm going to play one of the more restrained songs from Tourist and Jean. This song is called Everywhere I Go.
It's been a long night. Oh, well, she's not your type. Don't let it cut you to the bone, bone. Compromise, there's so much bad advice. Don't let it break your heart and soul, soul, soul. Another socialite out on a Friday night. Well, you had me at hello, low, low. You remind me that it's alright everywhere I go.
Brighter than the day.
heard that voice at the end when I first listened to this song, and I thought, how does she get Sharon Van Etten to sing on that? Because it sounds so much like Sharon Van Etten at the end, but that's actually Jean. All Jean, Jean O'Brien.
J-E-E-N.
J-E-E-N. Her music has this great 90s vibe to it that I'm always a sucker for. It almost, that song we just heard, Everywhere I Go, from her record Tourist, it almost felt like almost like a Lisa Loeb song, but not as quirky, but sort of in the arrangements and melodies. It's also sort of, it's like wistful and breezy at the same time. Anyway, Everywhere I Go, a song all about the people in your life who remind you to burn it bright. You burn it bright, don't you, Bob? That's one of your mantras.
Totally. I have Philips Hue light bulbs, and I just turn them up, yes.
We need to get them to underwrite the show.
Oh, I love those things.
Burn it bright, Bob. Tourist, that record Tourist from Gene, is out. Not until June 30th. June 30th. Summer release.
We're going to do a best of the year so far show?
Early summer. I don't know. That one's on you. I won't be here. I am gone. Two more weeks of me, and then I'm out of here, buddy.
So you finally had it with me, huh?
Yeah, you know.
The first 15 years are the toughest.
Yeah, those are the toughest. No, I'm gonna go out on paternity leave for a couple of months and have a blast. Last time I went out on paternity leave, I came back here thinking, man, I got to find a way to be a stay-at-home dad. That was awesome. It really was. I love it, so I'm very excited.
And who's going to take your place there is none other than...
Miss Katie Presley, who's in the house right now.
In the house!
Although taking your place is going to be...
Pretty easy.
Pretty easy. What size shoe do you wear? What size shoes am I filling?
Medium to medium small shoes. You've got nothing to worry about.
Awesome. The outfit alone, which sparkles,
yep,
as I said,
with rainbow colors.
Bright.
Yep. And Katie comes to us from Austin, comes to us as a writer for Bit, comes and writes, already does lots of first listen writing. You may have heard her on our South by Southwest shows. She's been hanging out.
I've been around.
Now she's here.
I'm going to come back, and I won't have a desk anymore. And
did you tell him?
Everyone will be thinking, what are you doing here?
He doesn't know.
I had a friend who was let go from his job with a very large publication, I'll say, and he decided he was just going to keep showing up, because how could they possibly know? The left hand, he figured, didn't know what the right hand was doing, and it worked. Wow. He kept getting paid, too.
What?
Yeah, true story.
So I'm never leaving is what we're saying here.
We're not as big as this publication.
Nod.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. Anyway, very excited to have Katie here.
Thanks, y'all.
Oof. That's the name of the next band I'm going to play. O-O-F-J, but it's pronounced oof. It's the orchestra.
Is this another Nordic band?
It is another Nordic band. Danish. O-O-F-J stands for Orchestra of Jeno. Jeno is Jeno.
Bjornkjær.
Oh, Bjorn.
Bjornkjær.
And part of a duo with South African vocalist Catherine Mills Reimer. They met at while he was doing a Lars von Trier film, Melancholia, and she was performing Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. They've become a romantic couple making music that's really interesting. I'm going to play this song from Oof, and it's called You're Always Good.
Mm. Oh,
I know. I'm looking at you. Katie.
Me.
The rivalry begins.
Like a
Man. Well,
I like the pulse that song has.
Yeah. I sure like music. I really like that.
Oof. was what I played. O-O-F-J is how you spell that. And an Acute Feast is the name of the album. Acute, not it's not a feast that's cute. It's an acute feast.
So much more drama in that song than I was expecting somehow based on the way you described it going into it. But very nice.
Fool you. What are you going to when you're on paternity leave? You're going to...
I play music. Yeah. We listen to Miles Davis every morning, my son and I.
What song?
We usually listen to Kind of Blue. That record. Yeah, the whole thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if you look, I noticed one time, like it shows plays in iTunes, and I played that something like 600 and something times, that record. I was like, how's it? Oh, right. We listen to it every morning.
How did you wind up doing that?
I don't know. It just, the opening cut to that record just.
Play a half second, just right on your phone, right from your phone.
So the opening cut, so what? It just sounds like the sun coming up to me, doesn't it?
Yeah. And how does he, react? He's three.
He's three and a half. He's 3.5 years old. He loves it. In fact, now he'll say, Daddy, I want jazz, which is awesome.
Daddy, I want jazz.
I want some jazz, Daddy. I'll say, he also asks for NPR in the car, too. And he'll get mad if I say, well, no, let's listen to him.
You do understand two things. One is that now that he wants jazz, when he's 13, he will rebel against jazz. Mm-hmm. And then he will also hate NPR. just a given part of rebellion. Mm-hmm. Just remember to accept that.
Well, maybe he'd like this next group, Django Django. Django Django is a hard band to dislike. This is a group of mostly Scottish guys based out of London now, but we first had them on the show back in 2012. They had this self-titled record out that was just ridiculously catchy. It was so catchy. Every cut on it was so catchy. And they've just put out a follow-up called Born Under Saturn, and I will say it is not as immediately infectious as their debut record. And if someone loved that first record and they're wanting more of it, they're not going to get that on this record. It's more of a grower. It's more contemplative than their debut.
More Django than Django Django.
Right. Yeah. But it's not a quiet record. In fact, this cut I'm going to play is one of the noisiest things I've heard today. It's called Shake and Tremble. We'll be right back. More, please. More of that. More of that.
You were wanting hand claps.
Yeah, there's a part in that song. I said they really need some hand claps in there.
It did remind me of this. I'm going to play something from Devo, right?
Yes. Totally. Yeah.
Well, let's listen to this.
It's especially the guitar sound, but I made a note to myself as I was listening to this. I said this falls somewhere between Devo and surfer rock.
Yeah.
And then you said Devo, so as soon as I played, it's true. And the guitars, Django Django is the band led by drummer and producer Dave McLean. And I think he was an art school major, and Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo was also an art school major.
Absolutely, with an art exhibit traveling around the country these days, too.
Also an illustrator on Yo Gabba Gabba, the children's show. Mark Mothersbaugh, he is.
It's awesome.
Anyway, Django Django from the record Born Under Saturn. That was Shake and Tremble, and that record is out now.
Shake and Tremble is a song title. Uncontrollable Urge was a Devo cut.
There you go.
Just, you're not too far apart.
Speaking of uncontrollable urges...
Wow.
Is that the segue?
That's the segue. You hey never know with us guys.
We've got Sammy Yenigan. Sammy, it's been too long, man. We haven't had you on the show.
Explain where you have been.
Oh, man. I've just been off gallivanting around the country outside the country. I'm an education producer now. We're covering how we learn, how people learn. That's the NPR Ed team, and I am their producer. So
that's your new beat.
That's my new beat.
But your background is doing lots of stuff with music. You got into NPR as a music intern. Yeah?
That's right. Yeah. I snuck in the back door. I asked if I could keep on coming to the meetings, and somehow
See,
they gave me
that's
a job
it. You
here.
You just keep showing up. You got to keep showing up, even when they say you're fired.
I had to get people to sign me into the building to come into the meetings.
And one of the things that you keep doing for NPR Music, even though you're with the education beat now, is Recommended Dose.
That's right. Otis Hart and I run a series called Recommended Dose. We listen to hundreds and hundreds of dance songs every month, and we look for the best stuff there is. We pick our favorites, and then I mix it into usually about a half an hour long mix for the website.
Which is up online right
which
now.
Is up
you just posted... Yeah, you just posted the mix for April, and so we thought you should come in here and tell us what your favorite
That's
thing
right.
is from this.
It was a good month. We got Tony Allen. We got a remix of Tony Allen, who was Fela Kuti's drummer, the beat of Afrobeat for a long time. And we got a remix from Ricardo Villalobos, who is a Chilean producer, dance music producer, famous, legendary guy, and Max Loderbauer, who's a German electronic music producer. And I want to play both versions for you guys because I love... both songs, and they are in completely different moods, and I want to talk a little bit about that. So maybe
let's hear the original.
Yeah, let's do
quickly.
That. Cool.
The song is African Man. This is the original version by Tony Allen, which came out just last year.
And then the beat's going to kick in.
It's already there.
Oh, but
it's in the bass.
And then Tony just fluttering on those hats.
Yeah.
Move ahead, just move down the line. I'm just curious for all to hear the. Yeah. Okay, so the Chilean producer, Villalobos.
Villalobos, right. So basically what Villalobos and Loderbauer did was they took this, which is a pretty straightforward, if modern, Afrobeat jam. It's vibrant and sort of warm and positive and fun. And they, it's like they poured cough syrup all over it. They just made it this like... sort of dark, rolling, woozy, 12-minute-long dance song with a bass line that doesn't quite match harmonically with the horns that they chose to include. Little psychedelic flourishes here and there. It's a very different take on the original, which for me is what I like to hear in remixes, is I want to hear the new artists take the original idea and recontextualize it, put it in a new direction, put their own spin, their own vibe on it. Here's what they did.
As a DJ, if you played Tony Allen, reaction on the dance floor would be?
Well, it certainly depends on where you are, but any dance floor that I want to play, I hope the reaction would be good. I mean, I've played Tony Allen out before, and we've definitely gotten a positive reaction from it.
But good, I'm just saying the movement on the dance floor, maybe.
Oh, definitely. Like, this is more of a, like, the Tony Allen original stuff would be more of a high energy, sort of let's get everyone pumped back up and bring some, like, joy to the dance floor.
And then
this remix takes us more into the, it's late, it's woozy, I don't really know how long this song has even been on for, it's mixed, you know, it's been mixed with all these other things that are also super stretched out and sort of trippy and psychedelic, and
don't remember how much cough syrup I did take.
Who am I going home with?
Right, that Whoa. Type of thing.
Didn't see that coming.
And Villa-Lobos does a lot of these types of remixes. He has these really long mixes, 13, 14, 15 minutes long, and they all sort of, you know, weave in and out of each other to the point where you can't quite tell where one song starts and the other one ends, and it's all just this brilliant psychedelic collage of sounds and details. I mean, Villa-Lobos, especially in the details of his work, will just put these little flourishes that can sort of screw with your brain and make your feet move.
It's a nice Excellent. Presence to these sounds too. I'm just hearing them now, even under you talking. Beautiful.
Perfect. Thanks, Sam Yenigan.
You want to hear the whole thing in the clear? We've got it online on All Songs. NPR.org/All Songs. Just look for Recommended Dose.
That said, we got 8-9 minutes left, so.
Let it ride.
Here we go.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
You bet, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. We'll be right back.